Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about catching struggling readers early. It's very important that if we can catch students who are going to struggle with the reading early and then intervene, can often really help bring up their academic achievement and make them strong readers in the end. This comes from an article in Better Evidence-Based Education. The author talks about is a lot of research has shown there are certain best practices that really help both for classroom teachers to do and also for any outside help that you're bringing in. Volunteers, parents, instructional aides, students from local universities and colleges and high schools, anyone who's coming in to help your class, there are certain things that's going to make them much more effective as well. And so for the classroom teacher, a few things. First, it's important to have a balanced core literacy program. What that means is that overall, what you're doing in your reading blocks should have a mixture of phonics and comprehension work, should have a lot of small group work, should be very individualized. Pretty much all of those best practices that we often know, absolutely essential for students who might be a struggling reader or might become a struggling reader, because if they're missing any piece of that, then you're really missing out on opportunities to bring up their reading skills. So it's very important that these students are getting every piece of that. Then it's important to monitor progress regularly. You can't catch a struggling reader if you're not checking to see your students' reading skills and sort of tracking it along the way. So monitoring progress on none doesn't mean giving them lots of tests. It means simple things like judging through how quickly can students read per minute and how many sight words are they able to read. And then tracking that over time will let you very quickly see which students are struggling. And then once you've got that data, it's important to make flexible groups. And flexible groups means that when you know that these are my students who struggle with their reading fluency, you can make a decision. Do you want to put them together in a guided reading group with other students who struggle in reading fluency and really focus just on those skills? Or maybe you want to put those students together with students who are strong at reading fluency and have them work together in peer groups. But without that data, without really knowing, not just this is a strong reader and this is a weaker reader, but knowing this student is actually particularly strong in their inferencing and they're particularly strong in their summarization, and this student is particularly weak in those areas, you can put them together or you can make groups that are homogeneous. But the important thing is without that data, you really can't make that kind of a decision. Then, when you're with the outside help that you're bringing in, whomever that is, a couple of things here. First, it's important that they're trained, and that means trained by some sort of expert, by a reading specialist, by you, by another teacher, but by someone who can really give them knowledge of what's it you're working on this student to help improve their fluency, what are the techniques to do that, what do you need to be listening for, how do you help if a student comes to a word and they don't know what to do, things like that. The intervention should be aligned with classroom instruction. So if in the classroom you're teaching students how to segment words in a certain way, or how to think about syllables in a certain way, or how to make inferences in a certain way, the intervention should be reinforcing that. It should not be some sort of different technique or different strategy for doing that. The actual strategy isn't as important as the fact that it's aligned, the same thing's happening in both instructional times. There should be an emphasis on phonics, that's very important for struggling readers, and also on rereading of engaging books. So it's not necessarily the time for reading new books, but really heavy focus on phonics, heavy focus on rereading is what research seems to suggest most of the interventions for early readers, for struggling readers, should be going towards. Again, you need to closely monitor progress, even in sort of these interventions, even with this outside help coming in, make sure that they're recording how many words per minute the students are doing, that they're recording how many sight words the students are able to identify, things like that. You should be continuously monitoring progress. And then make sure the research says it's important that there's adequate time for these interventions. So both in terms of days of the week, in terms of actual blocks of time during the day or after school, if there isn't enough time to get through many of these pieces, it's just not going to be as effective. So really, the longer you can give and the more time you can give to it, the better. And so again, none of this is completely new, but what research has shown is that if you can combine all of these different elements of good instruction, both as the classroom teacher in a whole group class setting and small group setting, and also with your supplemental help coming from the outside, you can both identify students who are struggling readers early on, and you can effectively intervene in a way that's going to turn them around and make them a strong reader. Thanks for watching. Happy teaching.